This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. My dearest brothers and sisters, one of the qualities of being a successful person in this life and in the next is being an effective communicator. Having this ability to be able to articulate your thoughts and get the point across. And this is something, in fact, we don't really appreciate or think about. And I want you to imagine, subhanAllah, of those people that are afflicted with a stroke. And after the stroke, though they survive, many of them lose the power of speech. How is life after that? That when they want to say something, they're not able to move their tongue and allow the other person to understand how they are feeling. How would it be when you want to ask for something and you are unable to communicate that intent? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But this is the blessing that we often do not think about. Speech, and more importantly, how to refine speech so that it becomes more effective, makes you more charismatic, and allows you to communicate not just what you want, but the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we turn to the Prophets, we find that they were great speakers, people who were articulate and eloquent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. Allah says, we never sent any messenger except that he came in the language of his people, meaning he spoke their language. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ, so that he could clarify the message. And I want you to understand and appreciate that a prophet is coming with a message that will save someone's life, literally. And if he is unable to explain to them how they must change their life in order to gain salvation, he would fail that person. And that person, if they misunderstood, they would fail. And they would be damned to the hellfire. And so as a prophet of Allah, we find that they were graced with beautiful, eloquent speech. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known to have jawami'ul kalim, which means that he could say quotes or phrases that were very concise yet extremely profound, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, he said, "Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min." These are just three words. A believer is a mirror to his believer. Allahu Akbar. What does that mean? Has so many meanings. For example, a mirror, it shows you your flaws as well as your attractive features. In the same way, a believer, a friend, is supposed to be transparent, call you out when you make mistakes, but also praise you when you do something right. A mirror also is accurate. What it shows you of yourself is precise and accurate. So too should a believer, when they speak or give advice, be accurate in what they say and precise. A mirror shows you what is around you, behind you. And in a very similar way, a friend should make you aware of that which is around you or behind you, that which you cannot see. SubhanAllah. Three words, and yet so much meaning. The Prophet ﷺ also told us, Al-mu'min, la yu'minu ahadukum. A person doesn't truly believe, hatta يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. A golden principle. That if you truly want to know your status in the sight of Allah, look to see how you treat the believers in your life. If you love for them what you love for yourself, this shows that you are a person of high iman. May Allah make us from such people. Allahumma ameen. Again, such a small, short phrase, concise, powerful in meaning. And it also said about the Prophet ﷺ, his communication skills exceptional. It is said that when people used to speak to him, he would turn and face them fully. And I want you to understand and appreciate this. When somebody comes to you from the side and asks you a question, you may turn to look at them like this. That's not the same as fully turning to look at them, and so you are face to face with them. How does that impact on that person? It makes them feel like this guy who asked a question, he values what I have to say. He acknowledges me. He's listening to me. Subhanallah. And it also said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would make a person feel like they were the most special person in the world. Allahu Akbar. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was one of the last people of Makkah to embrace Islam. Before that, he made it his mission to try to undermine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the one who went to Abyssinia to try and trick Najashi, the king, to release the Muslims who had migrated there so that Meccans could punish them. And yet after he became Muslim, though he is one of the last to become Muslim, he spent a few years as a believer living in Medina with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is reported that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, who do you love the most?" Fully expecting that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Amr, it is you." But the Prophet said, "No, it is Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha." And then Amr asked, "And who then after that?" And he said, "It is her father, Abu Bakr." And then Amr said, "What about after that?" He said, "Then it is Umar." And Amr said, "I felt shy to continue to ask because I felt my name would never come." But the point here is that he believed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him the most. Why? Because of how he communicated with him. When he would speak to Amr, he would give him his undivided attention. And he would listen to him and talk to him as though he valued him, so much so that he felt that special. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to communicate. And this is a lesson for us. Today, in self-help, they talk about being a better listener. They talk about having active listening, being an active listener. And this is very similar to what we are talking about from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that listening is of levels. The lowest form of listening, they say, is when you're waiting to speak. That's when you're basically in an argument and the person is talking and you're thinking, "Okay, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up." As soon as they pause, you jump in. You haven't heard a word of what they said. In fact, you don't care what they said. You just want to get your word in. Subhanallah. This is the lowest level of listening. The highest, they say, is when you are empathetic towards the other person, when you are listening and trying to figure out where are they coming from? What is their concern? What is their intent behind what they are saying? And the irony is that sometimes you don't listen because you feel as though if you spend time listening, you'll have to spend more time. You will waste time, you say, to yourself. But what happens is when you don't listen carefully, miscommunication happens, misunderstanding happens. And that is when problems start, which take longer to resolve than had you just listened carefully to that person, subhanAllah. And then you responded. If you think about bad communication, what that leads to, you'll find that it can be very, very disastrous. One of the consequences of being a poor communicator is that it can create friction in your life, maybe between friends. I'll give you an example. Imagine you lent someone money, maybe a friend, a good friend of yours. And as you lent them the money, you said, "Pay me back whenever you can, no worries." As many people say, but you didn't really mean that. That wasn't really truly how you felt, that they could pay you back 10 years down the line. But you said it anyway, out of politeness maybe. But then when that friend starts to prolong that loan and starts to wait and wait and wait, and you're thinking, "Hang on a minute, when is this guy going to pay me back?" Then you start to have friction. Then you don't want to speak to them properly anymore. Then you start having bad thoughts. Look, he's going on holiday. Maybe that's the money I gave him he's going on holiday with. And then the relationship starts to deteriorate. Now if you just rewind to that moment where he said, bro, pay me back whenever you can, and said, listen, I'm easy. So long as you pay it back within 1 year, I'm okay. How much headache would that have saved you? That may have saved the friendship itself. How many people, subhanAllah, break relationships because of money? And how many times that money problem was actually a communication problem? Think about inheritance. The father, he didn't make it clear how much should go to who. Now, even though the shares have already been divided according to Sharia, maybe a particular item was supposed to go to a particular person. And had the father just said to his sons and his daughters, look, this is one thing, I would like to go to this person. Are you all okay with that? And if they said yes, it's fine. So long as the value of it doesn't overstep the share, I'm happy with that. In fact, they could have even said, father, you want to give this person this house, and this is more than what you're going to give us, but we are happy with that. Even that Islamically is acceptable because it is their right that they are foregoing. But because the father didn't have that conversation and he didn't communicate properly, when he passes away, the brothers start fighting and bickering. I say, no, he told me this. And the other says, no, he didn't say anything like that. And then what happens? It gets messy. And then the relationships break down. SubhanAllah. What a disaster. All because of poor communication. So one of the things we should get better at is being better listeners. That when somebody talks to us, we follow the sunnah and we face them fully. And we pay attention to what they are saying and we wonder, where is this person coming from? And then we respond. And this is part of active listening. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve us in our communication skills and allow us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. A second tip to being a better communicator is to have good assumptions of the person you are talking to. There is an interesting story from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent a companion, Al-Walid, to go to a faraway tribe who had recently converted outside of Medina and collect zakat. Now this person, he went there on a mission. He was going to receive the money from these people. And when he arrived at the outskirts of that tribe's territory, he saw that they had already come out and they were walking towards him. Now the reason they were walking towards him was to greet him, to meet him and give him salam. But when he saw them coming out, he thought, they're coming to kill me. They don't want to pay the zakat. These people have turned against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so, what did he do? He turned his horse around and he went back to Medina. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I think they have either apostated or they are refusing to give the zakat. Now look at this. That is basically a signal for war. And in that moment, the Prophet ﷺ had to make a decision. What do I do? Should I send out the army to go and teach them a lesson? To collect that zakat by force? No. He sent another companion. And he said, go and investigate. So Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala was sent out. And what did he do? He camped somewhere outside of that territory. And in the night time, at Fajr time, he would go and he would try and eavesdrop what is happening at Fajr time. And he heard the adhan. He heard the adhan at Fajr time. And he went back to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I heard the adhan at Fajr time. They are still Muslim. And so, an ayah was revealed in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. O believers, if a person comes, and in the ayah it says, a wicked person comes to you with a piece of news, verify it. أَن تُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Unless you go ahead and damage a people out of ignorance. Now, in that narration, when the Prophet ﷺ heard what Khalid said about them still being Muslim, he said something beautiful. He said, "An anatu min Allah wal ajalatu min ash-shaytan." He said, deliberation is from Allah and haste is from shaitan, subhanAllah. And this is a timeless lesson when it comes to being a good communicator. That when somebody speaks to you, maybe somebody upsets you or annoys you, you first tell yourself, you know what? I'm not going to react out of impulse or emotion. How many times do you land yourself in trouble because you reacted out of haste? You spoke out of emotion and then you regret what you said, subhanAllah. But the problem with words is that they are like a sword. They can cut someone. And that cut can be permanent. And if it's your wife or your husband or your children, that could be a trauma that they never get over. And all the while you're like, you know what? SubhanAllah, if only I had just waited a moment for a better time to speak about this issue, it would have saved me so much trouble. May Allah grant us understanding. The last advice I would give myself and to you, all of you, is that the Prophet ﷺ, he used to practice silence. And this is something that many of us do not do anymore. And you might be thinking just about your speech. Think about your activities online. How many times you comment, how many times you post. All of that is part of your speech. Now listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir." Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, "falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." Speak good or remain silent. That is the principle that you follow. That before you open your mouth, you ask yourself a question. And the question is what I'm going to say good, beneficial, valuable, noble, pleasing to Allah? And if the answer is no, what should you do? Be silent. And this will save you so much trouble in life. And this will save you from the fire of Jahannam, subhanAllah. Because one of the, if not the, mother of all sins is the tongue. Think about that. How many times does your speech lead you to say something haram? Gossiping, backbiting, lying, deceiving. All of this comes from where? The tongue. And had you said to yourself, you know what, I'm going to think before I speak. Is it good? Or should I remain silent? Had you remained silent all those times, subhanAllah, the record of sins would be drastically reduced. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be mindful of our speech and to forgive us for the slips of our tongue, Allahumma ameen, and to allow us to be better communicators, Allahumma ameen. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.